I'll tell you what I've got. KKFN and KKFN HD1, Longmont, Denver. It is Nick Cecil. Thank you, Bone Crusher, because it is football time, and we'll welcome in on that Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. It's John Davis. You hear him right here on the fan. You'll hear him during our draft coverage. JD, Aaron Rodgers, the Denver Broncos. Sounds pretty good, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm calling. I'm flying to Green Bay if I'm George Payton. I'm looking at the rest of the team going, you guys do the draft. I've got to go. And I'm going to Green Bay. And I'm saying, well, what do you want? Do you want Elway? We'll trade you whatever you want. George Payton's like, I'll come work for you. Just send Rodgers to Denver. Like, if it's possible, I mean, I don't know. I'm going to be honest. I get that it might only be 3 or 4 years, but I don't know if whatever they ask for is too much. Whatever they ask for, if they're willing to do it, you send it to them, you bring Aaron Rodgers to Denver. I would do pretty much anything to get him there.
So John, think about the Broncos' current roster. Guys, they recently signed, whatever. Who on this roster would you be willing, if you're George Payton, to just kind of toss out there? Because Cecil said, it's like carte blanche. Everyone can go.
Yeah.
What do you want?
Yeah, anybody. What are we gonna say? I'm sorry, Green Bay. Bradley Chubb's off the table. Like, no, you're gonna trade. Excuse me. We believe in Cortland Sutton, Green Bay. Like, no, you're trading whoever they want. There's nobody on this team that you'd be so much better with Aaron Rodgers and minus whoever you took off in the trade. This is a guy. That is an all-time great quarterback. And we've seen how all-time great quarterbacks are able to end their career. We've seen it three different Super Bowls, Elway 2, Manning 1. They rode off into the sunset. That's how it works here in Denver. Whatever they want, Green Bay. You can have the stadium. We'll name it Green Bay Packers Stadium. Just give us Aaron Rodgers.
Wow, John. You're willing to just give up everything.
What wouldn't you give up? I mean, what is so good about the 12-20 Broncos the last year that you wouldn't go up for Aaron Rodgers.
Right. Do everything you can to get Aaron Rodgers. John Davis joining us here, Nick and Cecil on the fan. And I'm saying get him so the Raiders don't.
Oh, yeah. Gruden loves it.
Gruden's
yeah.
crazy, dude. He's crazy. He'll do it. Bradley doing it right now.
Yeah. Gruden will trade him guys that aren't even on the Raiders. Like, Gruden will be like, I'll give you Tom Brady. I can pull that off.
Oh, man. This is wild, John, because Cecil and I, before you joined us, we were just trying to figure out what was going to be kind of like the shocking moment of the draft when this news about with Aaron Rodgers kind of, you know, came down the pike. And let's just say, for the sake of argument, the Broncos are still wanting to either move up, move back, or stay at 9. Even with this news, what do you think that George Payton would do even if Aaron Rodgers is not in play?
He's got to stay at 9 or trade up and get a quarterback. KB brought me into Never Scared. Yeah, scared money don't make none in the NFL. You got to swing big, and that's what George Payton has to do. Trading back. I wrote about this today, and this is the example I'll use that fans, I think, can easily relate to. John Fox against the Ravens ran the ball on 3rd and 7 with Peyton Manning and punted and gave the Ravens time. Mike Shanahan on 3rd and 6 with Terrell Davis had John Elway throw the ball to Shannon Sharp, put the Steelers down, Broncos went on to the Super Bowl. Conservative doesn't get you anywhere in the NFL. It gets you nowhere. Look at the two biggest swings the Broncos ever took. They traded for John Elway, and they signed Peyton Manning coming off an injury. And look what happened. With Elway, you were in a Super Bowl every 3 years. With Manning, you were in a Super Bowl every 2. So it's you gotta go big or go home. Look at Andy Reid. Look at what he did with Alex Smith and Patrick Mahomes. You have to be aggressive. You have to work with a sense of urgency because everybody else is. And if George Payton tonight's like, oh, Patrick Surtain's the good logical pick, then I'm done with George Payton because I don't want to be bored watching the Denver Broncos.
He's John Davis. You hear him right here on the fan. You'll hear him during our draft coverage all weekend long. Also, check out his work at denverfan.com. Here's the problem with letting Green Bay have the number 3 pick. If the 49ers are able to do that, you lose out on Aaron Rodgers. and you lose out on Justin Fields. Because Fields fits the LaFleur system better than any quarterback. Trevor Lawrence can fit anywhere, but he's the guy. So if you're George Payton, and I don't want to be aggressive, like, dude, I don't care. This is a game changer. The world of the NFL just changed. The dimensions, the pole, the tractor beam, whatever, everything just changed in the NFL because of that Adam Schefter tweet.
Yeah, and here's what you do if you're the Broncos. Because we know if 49ers stay at 3, they're not taking Justin Fields. You call Green Bay and say, we'll give you 3 first-round picks, including 9. Green Bay can take 9 in next year's first-round pick and move up to take Justin Fields. So the Broncos, if trade them multiple first-round picks to get Rodgers, you're right. Because if he goes to San Francisco, the Broncos are sitting there with Locke and Bridgewater going, welp, that was fun, and then we're going to just be terrible again. So remote possibility, yeah, you gotta go after Rodgers, and if it's not Rodgers, if Rodgers is off the table, Green Bay doesn't do it, then you've got to move up. If Fields is your guy, you move up. I personally, I've loved Lance the whole time. I never thought Fields was actually realistic, but he's outside of, obviously, Lawrence and Wilson. I'd probably take him over Zach Wilson, to be honest. Justin Fields.
Yeah, he's my number two quarterback this year.
Yeah, and everybody that kind of does what you do, Cecil, if you pay close attention, a lot of people do rank it like that. Like, you're dead on with people that watch the film and know how to watch the film. they all have Justin Fields, kind of what you're saying. And so that's the guy. I mean, if he's available tonight, why would you not go get him? I just don't understand what the logic would be, not securing your future, getting a franchise quarterback, and then you step back in the ring with the rest of the AFC. You're not even worried about the NFL right now. The AFC's loaded at quarterbacks. You gotta get a quarterback to give you a chance to have a shot in the playoffs. I mean, look at Miami. They didn't have a quarterback, and they were 10-6, but because they didn't have a quarterback, they ended up on the outside looking in because Buffalo trounced them. They couldn't hang with Buffalo. So go get your guy.
So, John, you are the Broncos historian as far as I see it. So as we look at the Aaron Rodgers situation, I asked Cecil, and Cecil didn't really give me a logical answer, but I'll ask you the same thing.
Nick made me yell at him earlier.
No, so what,
to be honest.
Wait a minute.
Me too, Cecil.
Wow. I didn't know I was going to enter into a WWE battle royale, but hey, since I'm there, I'm going to be Jimmy Fly Snicker, and I'm going to come off the top rope with this one, John. If you are Aaron Rodgers and you're receiving phone calls, right, you got two phones like Adam Schefter. On one line is Peyton Manning and John Elway. On the other line, it is Mike Shanahan and Kyle Shanahan. Who are you picking up?
I'm being unbiased, to be honest. I'm talking to Peyton Manning and John Elway, because the one thing Aaron Rodgers, they've never done, they never go get him the weapons that they need. And yes, the zone running scheme, Kyle Shanahan, it's all great. The weapons here are better. Cortland Sutton, Jerry Jeudy. You want Jerry Jeudy to take that second year leap? Have Aaron Rodgers throw him the ball.
Right.
Noah Fant? Tim Patrick. How many balls would Tim Patrick catch with Aaron Rodgers simply because Cortland Sutton and Jerry Jeudy are causing all kinds of problems for the defense? Tim Patrick would get the ball almost every play because they wouldn't be able to cover everybody. So I get the allure of Kyle and Mike Shanahan. Love them both. I wish I could hang out with them. I wish I knew them because I think they're great. Aaron Rodgers doesn't have a long time here. And one thing San Fran does not have is first-round picks. So they don't have a lot to add to the 49ers next year. Yes, they can get free agents, but the Broncos already have the young guys. I'm picking up the call from John Elway and Peyton Manning, and Elway and Manning can say, hey, we both retired with Super Bowl championships here. Why don't you come do the same?
Bring Aaron Rodgers to Denver. He's John Davis. You're going to hear him during our draft coverage. You check out his work at denverfan.com. JD, be good, brother.
Fellas, thank you so much. We'll talk soon.
And keep those fingers crossed. Nick Ferguson.